kami kamu. Nah, konon katanya kaki mami. Jadi kalau ada cerita, pokok namanya Sadam Sasaki, waktu dia sakit leukemia, ada temannya datang memberitahu bahwa kalau kamu buat 1000 origami, maka dewa akan mengabulkan keinginan. Tapi ini baru konon. Ada yang cerita aslinya ya?
Oh iya.
Iya. Ada yang bisa cerita aslinya. Kami persilakan, kami panggilkan Kak Devina. Kak Devina. Ini jago, ini demen banget, Kak Devina ini demen banget baca buku. Ini kita harus akuin, Kak Devina juga jago bahasa Inggrisnya. Jadi nanti Kak Devina mungkin teman-teman nanti akan dengar juga ada ceritanya dalam bahasa Inggris juga nanti Kak Devina. Silakan Kak Devina. Oke, okay. Silakan memperkenalkan dulu Kak Devina siapa namanya. Mungkin boleh.
Hai,
Hai. Hai Kak Devina.
Oke. Bahasa Inggris okay? Okay, alright, great. So my name is Davina and I'm gonna tell you a story today. Has anyone ever heard of Sadako Sasaki? No? Okay, but everyone knows paper cranes? Yeah? Do you know how to make paper cranes? No? Do you know what's behind a paper crane? What is the meaning? No? Okay, we're gonna dig a little bit into it. Okay. So, I'm going to give a summary from this book. If you guys haven't had it yet, you can go to the bookstore downstairs and get it, because that's where I got it from. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Sadako Sasaki and the paper cranes, which hopefully we're all going to make today. You good with that? Yeah? All right. Okay. So, have you heard of the World War II? Yeah? When was it? You don't know? You forgot? Okay. Yes, 1945, and what happened to Hiroshima? Atomic bomb, yeah. There's an atomic bomb that fell on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945. Now, before that, Hiroshima was a beautiful, prosperous city. Still is today. And in Hiroshima lived a couple who lived very happily with their two children, Masahiro and Sada. Ah, now because of the war, it was a very difficult time. And a lot of the times, the dad, every dad, like your father's here, would have to go and be stationed somewhere for the war. So sometimes Sadako would not have her dad around, but she always had her mom and her older brother. So, on August 6, 1945, when the bomb hit Hiroshima, Sadako was only 2 years old when she got this heavy, black, dripping rain, hot, radioactive. But she was fine. Sadako, her older brother, and the mom survived. And then they left town, they found the dad, and they started over. Now what happened to a town when it was bombed? Destroyed? Yeah. A lot of people got hurt. A lot of people passed. Now, the thing about this bomb is like, even though some people didn't die, but they carried certain disease with them. So after a few years, some of the victims would develop some symptoms, kind of like COVID-19. Suddenly you would feel lethargic, you'd be tired, you'd have no energy. And it's actually called the post-bomb disease. For 10 years, Sadako lived happily. She was very healthy and very smart until she started feeling tired. And why was she tired? What happened? she got the disease. And it was called leukemia. Everyone here knows leukemia? Yeah? You know it? What is it? It's a form of cancer, yes? And can it be cured? Is it curable? No. It was not curable. So when Sadako got leukemia, the doctors told her parents that Sadako only had 1 year to live. At most, I know! You're 11 years old, you're thriving, and suddenly you only have less than 1 year to live. So, in order to not worry her, the parents decided, let's not tell Sadako. Let's keep it a secret. So Sadako went to the hospital and she became a permanent resident. She started living in the hospital. I know. Would you like that? How would you feel if you live in the hospital? Well, luckily, Sadako actually made some friends. So there was a boy who stayed in a room right across the hall, and they would communicate with like flickering lights. And then Sadako got a roommate who was 2 years older than her, a girl named Kyo, who would tell her stories about how to be a lady, wear a skirt, flirt with the boys. And then Sadako also started writing letters to people outside. So her world wasn't just the hospital. She reached out to the world. And then, at last, there was a little girl, 6 years old, named Yuki, who also had leukemia. Unfortunately, little Yuki was so small and so weak that she didn't make it. But, wow. So Sadako noticed when she looked at Yuki, you have the same purple dots on your skin just like me. You also have the same symptoms as me. So when you pass, Sadako realized that that would be me too. If she's dying, that means I'm dying too. So Sadako went to the rooftop of the hospital and she started wishing that someday she could be a star. Now, if you look at the paper cranes and you hear her name, do you think she became a star? Yeah, she definitely did. But Sadako never lost hope. So one day, when she saw a string of paper cranes in the hospital, she was in awe. And she was like, what is that beautiful thing? What are the paper cranes? Just like that, so beautiful. And she asked her dad, Daddy, what are the paper cranes for? Why do you have so many of them? So the dad told her, a paper crane is a symbolic gift. When someone is sick, you give them a paper crane. It's like, I'm wishing that you get well soon. And there's also a legend that if someone could fold 1,000 paper cranes, that person's wish would come true. No, now all of you, I see the light in your eyes. You're gonna start holding 1,000 paper cranes. So that's what Sadako did. She was determined. She wanted to get well. So she asked everyone in the hospital to help her to get any scraps of papers from lunches, under the bed, from meds, everywhere that they could find papers. So that everyone, the nurses, the other patients, they would gather papers, bring them to Sadako, and then they would help her make paper cranes. And each paper crane, Sadako would pray, God, please make me well again so I can go home to my family. And every single one of the paper cranes was hope and prayer that Sadako could go home and be healthy. Unfortunately, at the time, can you imagine if you spend months in a hospital, like how much would it cost? Yeah, it was very expensive. So Sadako's parents had to sell their house, they had to move somewhere, I know. And Sadako was aware of it. So she felt really bad for her family. By that time, she already got two little siblings, a younger brother and a younger sister, and she wanted the parents to pay more attention to them instead of just spending all of their money on Sadako. So when Sadako's condition got worse and she grew weaker and she couldn't even hold her brain, she started changing her wish that maybe she didn't need to get better. That maybe her wish, 1,000 paper cranes, could be used for something better. So she started wishing that her family would live a happy life and be free of financial burdens. So she kept holding, even though it hurt. Imagine your whole body was hurting, but then you're so determined, you want to hold,
yeah,
with that determination. It hurt, but there's prayer in every single one of them. And sometime in October 1955, around the time she was 12, the doctors told Sadako's parents and told them that today is her last day. So the parents gathered the family, called the school, informed everyone, come see Sadako for the last time. So Sadako was taking a nap, and then she woke up that day and she saw everyone that she loved in the room. Her friends, her teacher, her parents, her siblings, and she could even ask for a meal. So the parents were like, what do you want to eat? Because it would be less. And Sadako asked for tea and rice. And after she had her meal, she was so happy to see everyone. She said, it tastes good, closed her eyes, and left. So Sadako Sasaki died at the age of 12. And by that time, she had folded, you want to guess how many? At least 1,300 paper. So, the paper cranes were just for show. Because the paper cranes carried a lot of prayers and hope, they decided to give the paper cranes to the other patients, to friends, to share the love and the prayer and the hope that things would be better. After her passing, Sadako's friends thought that, hey, we should do something for her. We should remember her with something great. We should raise some money so that we could build a statue in honor of Sadako. So for a long time, they were sending letters to places, asking for sponsors, until they could actually get enough money to build a statue for Sadako, which you could find if you visit Japan. Here's a statue of Sadako. So paper cranes bring hope and peace. Because when Sadako was doing it, it wasn't just for her. It was for her family and everyone else who fell victim to the bombing, to the war. So there you go. Paper cranes have magic. And do you think Sadako became a star? Yeah. The legend has it that when she passed, she wrote on the paper crane, 1,000 paper cranes. She went up to the sky and became a star. And that is the story of Sadako Sasaki. Okay, so now that I've shared the story, I'm going to invite my mother because she's going to give a summary and talk some more about it. Want to help me welcome her? Yeah? Want to call Ibulina?
Hello. Selamat sore semuanya. Jadi dengan bahasa Inggrisnya udah paham belum ceritanya? Oh iya. Oke. Ceritanya sebenarnya tentang seorang anak yang usianya 11 tahun begitu. Terus dia kena sakit karena apa ya? Ya, saya mau cerita sedikit. Ketika saya berumur 14 tahun, saya ditanya, mau pergi nggak jalan-jalan? Mau ya? Anak sekarang mau pergi nggak jalan-jalan? Nah, kalau saya tanya ke Jepang, kalian mau pergi kemana? Disneyland, Universal Studio. Iya, kalian pasti mikirnya sama. Mau ke Jepang? Saya ketika ditanya, saya cuma bilang satu. Saya mau lihat Hiroshima. Oh, kok ke Hiroshima? Saya dengar Hiroshima itu kejatuhan bom. Kalau Hiroshima tidak kejatuhan bom, secara sejarahnya Indonesia merdeka atau tidak? Tidak. Indonesia tidak akan pernah merdeka kalau Jepang tidak mengaku kalah kepada Amerika. Karena jatuhnya bom itu. Dan ketika saya sampai ke Hiroshima, ya ceritanya tadi kan Hiroshima itu kena bom, bom. Aneh ya, gedungnya, ini ada di buku, gedungnya itu kejatuhan bomnya kecil, gedungnya tidak runtuh, tapi setengah kota itu rusak. Saya bilang sama sopir taksinya waktu itu ya, Pak, saya mau lihat dong Hiroshima itu seperti apa. Kok ini bagus sekali. Lalu dia mulai bercerita tentang sadako. Lalu dia mengajak saya ke museumnya. Di sini ada gambarnya. Nanti kalau beli bukunya lihat gambarnya pasti. Mana ya? Sini nih. Aduh, Kakak Devina enggak kasih halamannya nih ya. Ya, nih. Kalau lihat bukunya, ya, ini gedung pertama dijatuhkan bom. Jatuhnya tepat di tengah-tengah lantainya itu. Ya. Gedungnya tidak hancur. Kiri kanan masih ada. Tapi apa yang terjadi tadi, setengah kota hancur terbang. Ketika itu orang berlari-lari, ya, termasuk anak-anak kecil. Nah, setiap bulan Agustus di sana dirayakan. Mereka membuat paper crane itu digantung di statunya tempat di patung tempatnya sadako. Karena itu adalah simbol harapan. Apa yang terjadi saya mau cerita satu hal. Ketika saya datang di sana ada museum, ya, tidak boleh kita mengunjungi rumah sakitnya. Jadi ketika saya tanya, boleh nggak saya mau lihat rumah sakitnya? Tidak boleh, karena hanya boleh petinggi negara, Presiden Indonesia mungkin boleh, ya, Perdana Menteri boleh, saya siapa? Tetapi saya ingin masuk ke museum. Apa yang terjadi? Perang itu tidak pernah menyenangkan. Di sana ada patung-patung lilin kecil menggambarkan kota Hiroshima. Orang yang terkena bom itu, ini dagingnya tersayat, ya, lepas hanya jalan dengan pulang. Itu kenapa kita tidak boleh datang ke rumah sakitnya. Tapi bom itu tidak hanya pada saat itu pengaruhnya. Ternyata radiasinya itu tertinggal, radiasinya ada di udara, ada di semuanya. Selama 20 tahun, orang Jepang membangun kembali Hiroshima. Apa yang dilakukan? Karena anak-anak mereka kena cancer, anak-anak mereka cacat, dari dalam kandungan sudah cacat. Ya, apa dampaknya? Apa yang dilakukan oleh orang-orang Jepang itu? Mereka menaruh plastik menutupi supaya radiasi yang ada di tanah itu tidak terbawa lagi. Mereka tutupi dengan tanah-tanah yang baru. Cerita itu begitu menyentuh saya. Kalian kalau tidak belajar sejarah, tidak tahu yang namanya Hiroshima, tidak tahu yang namanya Sadako, tidak tahu namanya Bunga. Ya. Nah, saya bilang Indonesia tidak akan pernah merdeka kalau Hiroshima dan Nagasaki tidak jadi. Tapi ada berapa juta orang di sana? Ada berapa anak yang kehilangan hidupnya? Ada berapa orang tua yang cacat? Jadi kalian yang sekarang ini pengen pergi jalan-jalan, pengen kemana nih kira-kira? Ke Jepang ya? Lihat Miki atau lihat patungnya Sadako nih? Oke, kalian punya harapan sama juga dengan saya. Saya juga punya harapan. Dan membaca itu, baik itu buku sejarah atau buku cerita seperti ini, akan membawa kamu sampai ke sana, bahkan sebelum kamu pergi naik pesawat. Ya enggak? Ya? Ini Kak Devina didongengin dari kecil. banyak koleksi bukunya. Ya, jadi kalau belum pergi, sekarang di mana nih Kak Devina? Katanya tadi Sadako itu naik train ya, paper train ya. Kita mesti bikin kali ya, supaya kita bisa naik burung juga nih, burung bangau juga nih, gimana? Kok kamu udah punya sih? Wah, kamu bikinnya kapan? Tadi kurang banyak. Gimana kalau lebih banyak bikinnya? Mau lebih banyak kan, Devina? Hah? Mau kira-kira berapa ya kalau mau ke Jepang ya? Burungnya perlu berapa ini? Burungnya perlu berapa kan, Devina?
Infinity.
Infinity? Saya kasih tahu, nggak boleh pakai bangau kalau begitu. Harus naik Garuda. Iya kan? Iya ya, salah pesawat ya. Oke, apa berapa banyak nih kakak-kakak kita perlu bikin hari ini? Ada hadiahnya nggak sih kamu? Ada hadiahnya nggak? Ada tiket?
Ada? Ada hadiahnya?
Ada hadiahnya nggak, Kak?
Oh, ada ya.
Ada hadiahnya ya?
Ada.
Nanti kita main bareng dulu ya.
Iya.
Ini kita ada.
Ya, tuh. Enggak, anak-anak harus bikin berapa?
Ini ya,
tuh. 1000 cukup enggak?
1000, 1000.
Ah, enggak sih.
Dengar dulu. 1000 jangan satu orang, bikinnya namanya. Itu mami semua disuruh. Mami itu 10, mami itu 10, mami itu 100. 1000 semua. Oke? Oke? Boleh. Kita kerjanya bareng-bareng. Boleh ya? Siapa yang paling cepat ya? Gimana nih kakak-kakak mau kasih kita papernya nggak?
Ya nanti setelah ini ya, pasti ya. Pertama, nih jangan dulu ya, pasti dan Devina kita mau.
Aku satu pertanyaan dulu dong.
Oh iya boleh.
Satu pertanyaan boleh ya. Kalau Kak Devina sama Mami, kalau misalnya disuruh satu orang bikin 1000 origami butuh berapa hari? Devina butuh berapa hari?
Kalau satu RT semalam.
Seminggu. Si Mami?
Satu malam tapi gak tidur.
Kita berikan tepuk tangan dulu. Ya, terima kasih.
Kita mau manggil kita panggilkan.
Ini kita langsung panggilkan yang jauh-jauh dari Bandung, Ibu Linda dari Cari. Mari silakan Ibu, kita beri tepuk tangan ini Ibu Linda dari Tim Asosiasi Origami Indonesia. Sini Ibu silakan. Ibu jangan pokoknya ikut main dulu ya, jangan turun dulu. Oke, siap. Nanti Ibu silakan perkenalkan diri dan terima kasih udah jauh-jauh dari Bandung. Thank you banget supportnya buat Meritus, niat banget untuk jauh dari Bandung. Oh, tunggu dulu. Ini mau kasih apresiasi sekarang ya. Oke. Nah, kebetulan ada Vina dan Mami Merples ingin menyerahkan apresiasi buat berdua. Silakan Pak Klik, dipanggil Pak Klik, tolong kemari untuk menyerahkan. Silakan
foto.
Oke, silakan. Ini diserahkan dulu. Dan Pak Dino. Oke, kami terima kasih. Thank you atas ceritanya ya, tapi nanti jangan kemana-mana dulu, kita berhasil. Oke, okay. Ini udah? Oke, okay. Terima kasih.
Oke, okay, terima kasih.
Jangan kemana-mana dulu ya. Pak Lee boleh kembali kalau mau. Pak Lee boleh kembali ya. Okay. Silakan Ibu.